It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A judge in Lower Manhattan is hearing the lawsuits against congestion pricing today, with just a few weeks left before the congestion pricing toll is set to go into effect.
It'll be a long day inside Judge Lewis Lyman's courtroom. He'll spend the entire day Friday, in fact, hearing these arguments from the groups that have sued to stop congestion pricing, including the borough of Staten Island, various civil rights groups, the group New Yorkers Against Congestion Pricing, as well as the UFT. Their president, Mike Mulgrew, tells us they have extreme environmental concerns that the MTA is not tending to.
Every borough is affected. Northern Manhattan, South Bronx, Western Queens, Western Brooklyn, and Northern Staten Island. According to the MTA's own papers that they filed, there will be increases in congestion and pollution in all of those areas. That's what we should be talking about. I believe this is a big scam that's being perpetrated on all of us.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. You're at court in Lower Manhattan.
The NYPD is asking for your help finding a person connected to three different robbery incidents on Tuesday in Brooklyn. In the first one, a man entered a CFSC checks cashed Broadway and passed a note saying he had a bomb in a cardboard box. He fled empty-handed, but left behind both the note and the box. In the second, about 9 minutes later, he told a worker at Pay-O-Matic on Graham Avenue that he had a firearm inside a plastic bag. He left again without taking anything. Then, about an hour and a half after that, he entered Bushwick Green Cleaner, grabbed an object from his waistband, and simulated having a firearm. He took $40 from a tip jar before making his getaway. If you have any information about these incidents, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Under an agreement with Legal Aid this week, the city will start implementing its exceptions to the 30- and 60-day shelter limits for migrants. Here's Mayoral Chief of Staff Camille Joseph Varlack.
Beginning this week, we will start reviewing cases for shelter extensions under that framework to evaluate how we can best assist individuals as they work toward the next steps in their journey.
Varlack says the shelter limits do not apply to families with children. A group of billionaires and titans of industry reportedly pressed Mayor Adams in a Zoom video call to send police last month to disperse the pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University. Chat messages summarizing the conversation say some of the attendees also discussed making political donations to Adams. The Washington Post says they received the chat log contents from people with direct access to them. Members of that group verified both the chat's existence and their comments. The mayor did not address the Zoom call directly, instead sharing a statement from Deputy Mayor Fabian Levy saying, quote, the insinuation that Jewish donors secretly plotted to influence government operations is an all too familiar anti-Semitic trope that the Washington Post should be ashamed to ask about, let alone normalize in print. Well, this Sunday, the third annual New York City Asian American Pacific Islander Parade marches up 6th Avenue to celebrate the diversity of the AAPI community. Dr. Binbu Babu is co-chair of the parade. She spoke to 1010 Winds about all the different countries that will be represented.
It's amazing about the Council of Generals all coming together is they represent their country. Like, we're still all Americans, right? They represent their country. So it's so nice to see that they're okay to come together. It's almost like having the UN coming together on one parade.
There will be floats, classic cars, traditional music and dance, and both Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams are expected to take part. For more information, you can visit betterchinatown.com. NYPD is investigating the death of a woman found yesterday inside her home in Brooklyn with neck injuries. The husband of 50-year-old Svetlana Indelicato told police he woke up and found her dead in another room and that he called 911 to report it. The city medical examiner will perform the autopsy to determine how she died. Police say they're investigating a number of theories, including suicide. And police say there's been an arrest in the city bike slaying of a 16-year-old boy.
Sources say the 19-year-old was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals early this morning at his Harlem home. He is one of two people police were searching for, but it's not clear if he was the one who shot 16-year-old Makai Brown in a pedestrian plaza outside the Dominic Hotel on Spring Street as school let out last Tuesday. Police said Brown was trying to break up a fight between female classmates at his Soho Charter School when he was shot in the head and leg. The two suspects fled on a city bike. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Tribeca.
NYPD officials say they'll be deploying drones to respond to 911 calls in five city precincts. Here's Deputy Commissioner of Operations, Kaz Daughtry.
Three of these precincts are in Brooklyn, one precinct in the Bronx, and Central Park Precinct, which is located in the borough of Manhattan.
Daughtry is calling the pilot program Drones as First Responders. Governor Hochul has signed a memorandum of understanding with Ireland's Guinness Enterprise Center with the aim of fostering innovation and collaboration between New York State and Irish businesses. It will involve collaboration on key technology and industry sectors with resources specifically dedicated to creating innovative entrepreneurship opportunities in both the Empire State and in Ireland. Ireland's Guinness Enterprise Center houses more than 150 companies with industries from medtech to digital gaming.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.